This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. The sixth annual City Stats report is out. It shines some light on where people are on some of the biggest debates in East Baton Rouge Parish at the moment, including the rights of gays and lesbians and the state of public schools. Mukul Verma of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation is here to read between the lines a little bit. Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
So there is this fairness ordinance, as it's been called, that would prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodation. It's in the hands of the Metro Council at the moment. Among other groups, the proposed changes to city code would offer protections for gays, lesbians, and transgender people. The council didn't quite get a vote out at the last meeting because so many people wanted to speak on the issue in the public hearing that they ran out of time. So obviously this is a contentious issue. How does it break down in the City Stats report?
Well, we asked kind of a surrogate question that was pretty close to the ordinance, and we got a favorable response. 62% of the people were for it. And what we found really surprising is that it crossed the board in other demographics. There was a widespread agreement. For instance, 62% of Democrats were for it, and even more Republicans were for it, 64%. And amongst independents, it was at 58%. So we have found there wasn't an age bracket, an income bracket, an education bracket that wasn't for this ordinance, except it's still dividing the council for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be still dividing the council. The prognosticators out there suggest that the Metro Council is going to defeat this thing. So does this show that the Metro Council is out of sync?
Well, you would think so from our survey, because we actually ask every year whether the residents believe the politicians are listening to them. And this year, over half, 55% said they have little or no influence over elected officials. Only 6% said that they have a high influence. So I'm assuming there's a handful of people who are listened to and the rest of us are ignored.
And are all those people who are voting?
They are. The survey actually isn't of voters, but it's a survey of it's a representative sample of the parish, because we want to hear every voice in this survey. But when we break out voters, we also find high agreement in those kind of issues. Even the voters think that politicians aren't listening to them.
Another thing that has recently come up before the Metro Council, just last week, they approved another batch of annexations cutting into the proposed city of St. George. And that happened this time with almost no discussion, although that's likely because the Attorney General has already determined that the annexations don't undermine the incorporation petition. And so on we go with the signature drive. This great debate over St. George really started, right, with dissatisfaction with the East Baton Rouge Parish School District. How does that show up in the City Stats report?
Well, we ask every year for the sample to rate government agencies, and this year the school system did worse than last year. In fact, the school system is at the bottom of all the agencies we asked to be rated. The fire department always comes out up top. BREC always does well. DPW does okay, and the school system is always terrible. This year, the school system slipped to 2.3 on a scale of 5. 5 is the best. And they've slipped from 2.6 in the year before. And I think a lot of that was the St. George movement. We don't have evidence of that in this, and I hate to throw an anecdote out, but I think it's pretty obvious that the system has been hammered by the St. George movement, and that probably did not do well for their rating here. What's interesting is the school system is doing better, at least if you believe the state of Louisiana. The state has rated the system a C this year. They improved from the previous year, and they're actually only a few points away from being a B system. So while they're doing well and the state believes they're doing better, the people do not agree. So there's a disconnect.
So what else does the district have to do to start to actually change people's impressions about what they're doing?
The system should probably start building schools in some areas, which it has not done. For instance, in the Burbank area, there are no schools. So kids from there have to go pretty far to get to school. They should invest in more buildings of North Baton Rouge, where all of them are in bad shape or taken over by the state. And I think it'd be wise to have more local control over schools. It'd be nice to have the Shenandoah area, schools like Woodlawn and Bel Air, be as local control as possible. And I think that would help engage the people in those neighborhoods. And that can be done in a the existing school system, but with a different structure. Maybe the central system is a supplier of services, and then the local schools, even though they're not, there's still governance from the top end, but the local schools have far more control.
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed in reading the survey, reading the report, that was interesting was that we've got the number of liberals and conservatives in the community is flat, but the number identifying themselves as moderates is up this year, up to 34%. So is that just people maybe being a little afraid to call themselves liberals? what's behind that number?
Well, we have, I think we're tracking something nationally, which is a trend that more and more people are disengaging from political parties and becoming moderates. We've had a little controversy over this the last couple of days. People believe Baton Rouge is far more conservative than it really is. In previous surveys, we've noticed other indicators show that Baton Rouge is a pretty diverse community. We have a lot of moderates, we have a lot of conservatives, we have a few liberals.
And you found that the majority also are saying, though, that the pace of progress in East Baton Rouge Parish is too slow. What would that progress be?
When we asked this question from the very beginning, we've always had people say the pace of progress is too slow. And to me, that is an encouraging number. I think what it tells me is that this community is impatient and wants a better place to live. When we ask them what they're impatient about, it's inevitably always the same three things: crime, education, and traffic. Those are the three top priorities, and I think everybody in this town is trying to work on at least two of those.
So we're not working on traffic?
We're trying on traffic as well.
Okay. Well, Mukul Verma, thanks for walking us through some of the highlights of this City Stats report.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
The Baton Rouge Area Foundation produces the City Stats report. You can find a link to the full report at wrkf.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF.